Hello, it's me, the M, the I, the K, to the E, hailing from the D, the Y, to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations. And remember, I'm just saying, I want to talk to you from the subject today of not terrible, just new. Not terrible, just new. A few weeks back, I was talking with a fellow member of my church, and we were talking about new job descriptions, new job assignments and new tasks being taken on. And the reply was, she said, not terrible, just new. And oftentimes we are getting ready to do something new, and the first thing we think is, it's going to be terrible. The reason we are staying on that job, on that team, in that organization, I hate to keep saying this, but it's just so real at that church. Whatever the case may be, this can even be something as simple as a martial arts class or whatever it is. And you're like, man, I mean, the pricing, everything is good, da-da-da. But you're like, it's going to be, if I have to leave, and this is what it sounds like. If I have to leave, then that means I'm going to have to do this over. I'm going to have to do that over. I'm going to have to do this and that and da-da. And then it's like the new is terrible to you. Because it's like, it's a drag, but at the current place, you're undervalued, unappreciated. There are people constantly trying to make things bad for you, trying to bring you down. Oh, but this new place is like, oh no. And I've heard a saying that was said about things like that. Again, we go back to the thing about being in something bad, but the bad is familiar, and so we're enjoying the bad because it's familiar. And new is considered terrible. But I've stopped by here to tell you that may not be the case. I was at a martial arts school taking martial arts from instructors before that were not exactly the nicest people. And now they had their belts, they have their rankings, their titles, and the crazy thing about it is, but the very thing that they were supposed to be protecting us from and defending us from, that very thing was the thing that they were being. Same thing with sports teams. There have been football teams to where the coaches were not exactly nice people. The coaches are merely instructors. They're not coaches. There's instructors. There's coaches. Then there's also teachers. They are instructors that just give you what you're supposed to do, tell you what you're supposed to do. Then there's the teachers that want you to, or rather should I say, want to learn and understand how you learn. Then there's coaches that work on your character and find out what drives you and what makes you, what brings out the best in you. And sometimes different situations call for different things, but for the most part, I guess I could say, you know, but again, when we start using the word most, we start using words like that, all or a great amount. If it's not based on statistical data, then, you know, you just have to take it with a grain of salt. But coaching is one of the greatest. Life coaching. I've done life coaching. I've had life coaching. They're bringing out that core, that essence of who you are and making you better. New, not terrible. So the new thing could be better. And when I was in that situation with the new martial arts instructors, the new coaches, it was amazing. The new instructor would teach you things as well as coach you into things. And again, and the funny part about it, you can also refer back to the podcast Driven Off. The old instructors that had driven me off, the funny thing about it, they had taught me some skills and some techniques that when I went over to the new place, those still were relevant. And the reason that I could do the new techniques is because the old techniques were taught to me. It's like when you move on from a new relationship and then the person is wondering, like, what's happening? Sadly, you coach that new person or coach that person to be ready for the old person if you did them wrong. And the new person is like, hey, well, thanks. Some of the cases they may just say, so long, sucker. Hey, that car you didn't want, you passed it on, and now somebody's fixed it up, fixed up the engine, fixed the outside, and that thing is taking off. So, but anyway, I don't want to get too far away from where I was going with what I'm talking about. New, not terrible. That new opportunity that you're going for, it's new, not terrible. Go ahead and take that chance, make the dive, take the leap, because what's going to happen, you're going to find out that all it is new, not terrible. Those people on that new team, that new organization, that new church, that new job, they're going to be like, wow. Their jaw is going to be to the floor. They're like, wow, how do we get something like this? How do we get someone like this? This is amazing. And then you're going to be saying to yourself, it's new, not terrible. Do have to learn some processes, but I've heard it so eloquently put that behind every principle, there is promise. And there's a quote, and I'm going to clean it up a little bit because it could be deemed profane by some people. So I don't want to be on here cussing because that's not my character. That's not who I am. But, some people would like and rather endure old punishments and torment rather than new heavens. That can very well happen. So I don't know who I'm talking to today, but it's going to be new, not terrible. Well, you have once again come into the land of Mike Believe, a place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rocks. Wonderland, wonder why it was created, and never, neverland, wonder and wish that it never was created in the first place. And I encourage you to dream like you'll live forever. But please, pretty please, live like you'll die today.